That's what's good about it. I'm going to have the child teaching and preaching. I thank you that you have been a great God. I do anything but fail. Thank you for confirming in the saints this morning that they found me in song. And they love to pray. Lord, I pray that you do something with that confirmation this morning that would make a difference in the life of this person and this congregation. Because you always confirm yourself in the life of this congregation. I believe in my heart that we have only been able to make a difference, a God-fearing difference in this world. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, and the sorrow of his family and myself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Forgiveness. By the way, we have some copies of last week's sermon, part one on forgiveness. I was telling you last week, this is going to take a minute. Because if I rush through this, you might not get the full effect of what God is truly trying to teach you. I look around this nation. I look around this world. I look around our neighborhoods. I look at our homes. And I know that evidently some folks don't understand what the Lord is talking about here.
Amen.
Because if we did, there'd be one person stacked beside the next, and nobody would be really able to be angry at anybody for long. Because you would, one, forgive them, two, they would forgive you, and three, you would go on of your relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Something's wrong, right? Some folks you gotta walk around with kid gloves on. Can you say a word? They're gone. Some people you gotta be careful how you even look at them.
You got to look at me?
I've had folks say that to me and I wasn't even looking at them. And they're gone. But as I was telling you last week, this parable concerning offenses is to be understood by everyone who's hearing me today that it's not about the other person. I can't control the other person. I hope that they forgive me. I hope that we can still go on and be friends. But I can't control that person. This parable of the Lord has to be understood as our personal wrongs and how God wants us to handle them. Our personal offenses. I know it's easy to point out everybody else's. I know. That's not what the Lord's talking about. If the Lord can just get to each one of us and understand that it's our personal responsibility to forgive. So I was wondering and praying about it, and I was thinking about it, and I was saying, Lord, I don't know if folks understand. I mean, I read this passage and I just don't know what it is. Folks just don't forgive each other. In our African American community, the level of anger and unforgiveness is alarming.
As I described to you last week, the effect of the infection, the devil will never let us stop and get out of it unless we do it the Lord's way. This may not be a message that makes you jump up and down, I understand. But I may start jumping up and down a minute because I just blessed the Lord. I'm just crazy enough to believe if I do it the Lord's way, One day. Brother Branson sent me a picture of him and his family and Captain George. That one day, we would sit down and eat together with other people, but not of our same color. And you know, not only outside of worship, but in worship. Worship has to be now the most separated time ever. After all this time, they won't come with us, or we won't come with them. What's that about? Somebody should say unforgiveness. Nobody wants to set it straight. Don't be wrong, some people do. I don't want to make you think that everybody's off on the wrong path. I believe that there's many people like the Lord told Elijah, I have folk who will do what I said, who will be who I want them to be. You just worry about you, Elijah. I got 700 people. Thank you. I got a vision. I believe the Lord has many thousands of people who are ready to do it the Lord's way. So Peter questions the Lord, how many times you heard men pray? He says, 7 times? And the Lord just told him that, you know, that he was to forgive people from the heart if he wanted the Lord to forgive him. The thing that Peter was still having problems because of, remember I told you to ask the Lord, he said, Lord, what is it? What is being missed to you, Lord? Why aren't the people responding? And the Lord just put in my spirit that they don't understand that. You got your Bible open? You look at verse 23 in chapter 18. They don't understand that after he tells Peter how many times, which is a lot, 490 times, in other words, he's telling Peter, stop counting. And Peter still, you know how Peter is. Peter will say something else in a minute. But he basically tells Peter to stop counting. But then he tried to help Peter, just like I asked the Lord to help me understand why it is after all this time that the only time that folks seem to be able to forgive each other is to be together. It's not his holy time. It's not his worship time. And then God takes the government to make us get along. That ain't right. Verse 23. It says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. You may have missed it. I missed 1,500 times. The Lord says, heaven is like this. The Lord says, this is remember when we prayed, thy will be done on earth as it is? You know, we try to think about it. This is heaven here on earth. The Savior of the world is saying that
the kingdom of heaven. He said, when you think about this teaching, think about how it operates up in heaven. And you want to go to heaven, right? Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You're on your way to heaven, right? Sometimes I look at all the mess. I look at all the people who are mad at each other. I look at why they're mad at each other. I look at why they can't even remember why they're mad at each other. And I wonder, is there a destination, really? Come on, somebody. I don't want to get so stuck on them right now today. I don't want to get stuck on them in this series. I can't change them. But God has given me the opportunity, the honor. He has given me the challenge. And he set you right here in front of me. And I got to just say, I'm going to stop it. Not in them. In us. Can't do nothing about them. But the kingdom of heaven is like this that God wants you to know. Understand that God is in his holy temple and he's looking out of there and says, I want you to operate like you're coming to heaven in your life. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That he's trying to give you a little preview of what it is. Do you understand? Do you understand it? God got up on that cross and he let them beat him unmercifully. And at the end of it all, right before he got finished, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we can't even get past open. Calling us a little silly name, you don't mean nothing. The grand scheme of, come on with me.
Yes.
Heaven. I can't help with it. I can't help how many times they do. But I'm not going to let them have power over me and my heaven. I know it makes no sense to somebody that God says that they can understand what I'm telling you today. I ask the Lord, there has to be something missing. Somebody's not explaining it. It's not. No, then he said, no, don't think that. People are explaining. But you got to understand, the infection is so. And it just keeps spreading. And spreading. Come on, somebody knows it now. How many times did they call him a cracker? How many times have you cared with your people? How many times have you said that you're not going over there because of what they did? That's just a racial aspect of it. Just leave that alone for now. We'll get back to that in about message 16. I'm just talking about just forgiving people. The Lord knows in your heart. And so this introduction, I'm sorry, this, I have to make sure you understand this introduction so we can even get on to the teaching. Mm-hmm. You follow me?
Yes.
This is nothing trivial or trite. It's been stumbling and infecting and killing folk and being passed on to our children for thousands of years now. And the devil just sat there and said, you ain't going to ever get this one out of here. This is beyond what they can grasp. Because look around you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody right now look at me and say, Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm sitting here telling you the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. The good news. Peter tries to get a number on it, get a handle on it. How many times? Seven times? How many times? Well, seven times in a day? The Lord says, no. Peter tries to make it for a whole lifetime. Peter tries to make a number for a day. The Lord says,
490,000. In other words, my brothers and sisters, in other words, he says, Peter, you're going to do it so many times that you're going to lose track. You guys ain't going to, what you going to do? Oh, that's one. You want to get your abacus out, right? And you're going to start at the 6 mark. You're up to 360. You're approaching 400 now. You're getting ready to spill over. In other words, that makes no sense, does it?
No.
You're going to keep a ledger? I know some people do. I know some people will read you. I'm not kidding. They'll pull out the book. You remember that? I saw people go all the way back to when I was a kid.
Oh,
I'm like, are you serious?
What?
You said this to me. And you mad at me? I just didn't like the way you talked to me. This is not a subject that's not real. And what happens is that the infection gets into the race one over there, right? It gets into you, and it gets into your thinking, it gets into your response. You're disobedient to the Lord, and it affects your outgoing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It starts affecting you. It starts affecting how you respond.
Yep.
It affects your prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
It affects your giving.
Wow.
It affects your believing. It affects your receiving. It affects you. You might be running around with a great big old smile on your face, but the Lord knows that you have unforgiveness in your heart. It says over in the book of Corinthians, it says when we don't forgive of those people that we have ought against. It says it's like bringing damnation unto our soul. You go home, you study chapter 11, 1 Corinthians if you want it. I have so many passages to share with you today that I just want to try to make sure that I get through with this introduction. Because it's just the introduction. The devil has put so much stuff on top of the simpleness here. And it's going to take a minute to put it off. And I pray that you don't get tired. Because I'm not mad with you. I'm trying to help you. I don't know anything about anything that's deep down in your heart. All I know is God took... Look, how many verses did he get? Verse something, he only had 3 years, and he took, what is it, 21, 35, up to 14 verses? To try to help us in this area of our existence, because it's so vitally important. It's kind of like if you don't deal with this, it's going to grow in you. You're going to have it in you, you don't know it. So one of the things that I wanted to share with you this morning is there is something sinful when we keep track, amen?
Amen.
Of the offenses done by our brethren. We should not seek revenge or try to settle the score. Furthermore, we ought to forgive. Furthermore, we ought to let them know that we shouldn't contemplate getting back at them. Now, I said even contemplate. And here comes the biggie. Are you ready? But we ought to let that person be as good a friend as ever. Yeah, they might do it to you again. Come on, somebody. Dust it over.
Yeah.
You know, I know this is a tough message because the devil is packing stuff on you. I'm telling you, the Lord didn't finish 14 verses for nothing. He packed it on me. I'm still dealing with it every day. Every time somebody says something and it's all around you, they'll put the hang around you, they'll put this around you, and you have to get off me. I don't carry that mess around with me anymore.
Amen?
Amen.
And if you don't, if you look over in Romans chapter 12, you can find out that the Lord kind of gets down to it, 12:19. He says, vengeance is mine. If it's such a wrong, if it's such a hurt, if he hurt your soul, and that person's not repentant, that's still not to be affecting you. That's still not to be affecting your forgiveness. That's still not to be affecting how you go ahead and hit a cup of cold water. You want to pour it on me again? Because the Lord said, I'll take that cold water that you gave them. I'll take that love, in other words, that you gave them, and I'll keep it like it's cold on their head. Sooner or later, it'll get hot on their head. It'll get hot in their soul. And they'll have to deal with it. God says, I want to keep dealing with them. Let me deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me deal with it.
Yeah.
I got it, not you. What I need you to do is remember that the kingdom of heaven is like it unto this. So your focus becomes what?
Heaven.
Your focus now in that situation becomes not the revenge. Your focus in this situation becomes, I'm going to see Jesus. And your focus is not to let that person hinder you. Your focus now is that you're going to be going up there and going to glorify God. Your focus is not that you're going to get them back anywhere. I heard what you said, but your focus. I love you. I'm sorry. I can't tell how many times I'm saying I'm sorry. I don't even know what I've done anymore. And I turn and I'm on my way to see you.
Jesus.
Because I don't want the infection getting on me. I don't. I know it's in me. Give me the God-filling. Give me the penicillin, Lord. Give it to me. Shoot me up. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. I know the people all around me that they love to hate, and they love to hate, and they love to fight, and they love to fuss, and they love to lie, they love to cheat. They love to make each other feel bad. Give me the Holy Ghost. So that I can see that the kingdom. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Of heaven is like unto a certain king. That king is God. That king is Jesus. Understand, he is talking about his heaven. And nothing can go up there but the pure and high. It's highway to heaven. You see, I just gave you a little while to unpack this. I can run. But I'm not going to because I love you. And I pray that don't run out of here and don't start trying to just fix anybody else. Fix it. Run out of here and
let me tell you something.
It's all about just a fix yourself.
Yes, it is.
And prayerfully, come on somebody, supposed to say prayerfully.
Prayerfully.
Learn to pray. And prayerfully, somebody after you've been took it a few times. Prayerfully, after you have been a witness a few times. Not even with your mouth, but with your actions, with your conversation, that you love the Lord and you're on your way to see Jesus. Prayerfully, after a few times, somebody will come, I told y'all to really pray. Somebody will come to you and say, what in the world is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I want to come to you and you keep talking about prayer. I love you. Can I do something to you? I want to fuck with you. What is wrong with you? And guess now what you have. You have an opportunity that the Lord has put you across the
Yes.
Let me tell you about my Jesus and how the king kingdom of heaven is like heaven. Come on, somebody. Yes. Run to this. Kingdom of heaven is like heaven. Unto this. Forgiveness is necessary, guys. Right?
Yes.
It's necessary. It's necessary to preserve the peace. It's necessary to preserve everything that we have going in our lives. It's necessary because if we don't, then when you get home and read Romans 12:19, you'll find out if you don't do it God's way, then guess what you just made yourself? Come on, somebody. Keep going ahead and pray. He's trying to help you. Trying to break it up in you. The devil's got to get down deep in you. Don't act like you don't got it. Everybody's got it. This is perfection. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You want to get in this boat and get out of it as soon as you possibly can. And I'm here to help you today. And the Lord is saying that we're all in it. And if you don't recognize that you're in it, you kind of world can you get out of it. It doesn't work to not recognizing where you stand. What you've been wallowing in, what you've been tricked into. Everybody says, I'm a good person. You ain't here, mama.
Right.
How you gonna get on the right boat? Unless you know that you're in the wrong boat. How you gonna know anything about the right boat? If you never find out what the Lord said when he said the kingdom of heaven. Oh, I love the way he put this. It's like him unto a certain king. It's his. You're his. I had to get over it. I'm the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell there in. He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the world. Who can stand upon the hill of the Lord? Only he with clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul to bed. I'm trying to help you just in Romans 12:19. I know I do something else in that, but I'm trying to help you in Romans 12:19. You cannot make yourself God. You can't get up in his worst funeral. He says, vengeance is mine. You think he's going to give it to you? Breaks my heart to think of all the people that are leaving this world and they think that they took matters into their own hands. And they got to go see the king. Breaks your heart, don't it? Come on, it's gonna break your heart. Not only for you can't do nothing about them. You can't do nothing about the ones that won't do it. I'm talking to you. Tell me. God is trying to tell you something. You see why I can't rush this? I can't even get this introduction. Because, do you know what I got to tell you? Did you keep coming back here? I know y'all want to get onto the 10,000 pounds and all that stuff. And you and me. I can't even get past this because God has to let you know. This is about what he's telling you his kingdom is like. And if you really want him to be a part of his kingdom, he's not going to share his throne with you. He's not going to share his throne with me. Can you imagine going to somebody's house and say, that's my seat? That's my master bedroom? That's my master bathroom? Get out! Would you mind sharing it with me? Can you imagine walking up somebody's house and just doing that? And God said, you're going to come up here in my glory and tell me to get off my throne? it. When I told you I would take care of it. When I told you I won't fix them. When I told you I will repay you for not fixing them, because you really can't do it anyway. We just make it worse. We just make it what?
Worse.
And worse.
And worse.
And worse. Then those 30 years go by, nobody even knows why they're not talking. I can't remember why he did it to me. I know one time I got, and I was really out there then. I was just with my neighbor. He would cut the grass, and he would cut the grass all the way. I guess it was Saturday morning. He would cut the grass. He thought the lawn was, it must be 5:30, 6 o'clock. Right under my window. So he had one of those swing shift things, and so he would come in and go to bed at an odd time. So,
you're sad.
I am, but confession is good for me. I wouldn't tell my lawnmower I went to the cabin bed like when I was in the I filled up the lawnmower with gas. I put it right under the window, turned it on, and got my car and went away.
Oh.
I said, you won't sleep tonight.
It's the introduction, because the devil has done such
a deceitful job in our hearts. If I was just to go on in and just say, hey, they say, you know, amen, and run out of here, I wouldn't be helping you. If this was an easy thing to break, everybody would break it and we'd be moving on, but they can't seem to get by. And I kept asking them, what it is. He said, well, preach. And I realized that there may be some that wouldn't come back.
You know, this passage here just intimates that the Lord, he multiplies his pardons unto his people, amen, over and over again. And we should be grateful. No matter of fact, now we should make it our practice to, it should become a habit. We should look for ways to run around in our spirit and make it a habit. There's some people out here this morning that don't have a habit.
Yes.
They don't know they're being cheated. They don't know that they're being deceived. They don't know that they're loved. They don't know that there's a cold cup of water. They don't know that we're on our way. Right?
Right.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
How do you form a habit? Tell people how to form a habit. They got a habit drug. Drunks know how to form a habit. They drink yourself up
to
death. Oh, you want to make it plain? You say, well, if you want to be a good student, you have to, what do you have to do, Ms. Melanie? You want to be a good student, you got to do what? You got to study, right? And hit the books.
Yes.
You got to hit those books, and you got to make it a habit to hit those books. And when your brain gets turned on, and all of a sudden, A's start popping out.
Yes.
No habit, no A's. Bad habit, C's and D's. No habit at all, F's.
Yes.
Don't go in class, see you later, alligator. You have to start practicing forgiveness like it's a
habit.
Habit.
Until it becomes second.
Yes.
You don't even think about it no more. You root out the infection.
Yes.
You root out the cancer.
Yes.
You root out the bad stuff.
Yes.
You root it out. You just
boom.
You keep at it until you have the power.
Yes.
That God has given you to put that mess under your feet. And I'm talking about you. I know I can't change them. But the Lord, they can see me. They can make Matthew 5. They can make Matthew 5 and 16 come alive, can't they?
Mm-hmm.
Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Give God a hand clap of praise on you. God says you do it his way, he gonna shine your light. You'll be a city that is sitting on a hill that cannot be hid.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there's something wrong with that silly person. Every time I try to make a man at me, he said, I love you. I'm not gonna be mad with you. You wanna hit me? Go ahead. I'm gonna bless the Lord. Unless you do it the Lord's way. But understand you're not doing it for no reason. You're not doing it just because. Look at them. They're such a silly people. You let them go do what they want. I'm on my way to see Jesus.
Yes.
They're free-minded. Listen, look at people trample all over. I'm on my way to see
Jesus.
Japanese says he's talking in a kind of way. I'm not going to do that. I'm on my way to see
Jesus.
And I'm stronger than they can ever.
Oh.
You didn't think it'd take a strong man to break up the fallow ground, to get up on that cross for your sins. And in equities, he was bruised. And by his stripes, you can get this infection out of you, and you can be on your way.
Yes.
Yes.
this holy angel. Because you understand this. And see, our eyes is going to come out full range of our thoughts. Three things about this prayer book. Because I don't want to be on the introduction of the commandments. The master, the first thing about this parable is that the master is showing wonderful forgiveness to his servants. Amen?
Amen.
Who was indebted to him. He forgave them 10,000 talents. Somebody said it's a lot of money. Today is a lot of money. That's over $1 million. This man back in that time owed the king over $1 million. Out of poor compassion for him, you know, we find out that the king, don't hear that, God. The king forgave him his entire debt. Every sin we commit is a debt to God. It's a talent. It's a weight. It's a load. It's a debt you can't repay. But thanks be to God. Oh, y'all, give him a hand clap of praise for the things he's done. Nobody can see the Father if it had not been for him. His love for you. Understand that it's like a debt, not to your equal. Y'all want me to show you what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. He's your king. Mm-hmm. It's not like you mad with me. Mm-hmm. It's not like you did it to me. Mm-hmm. It's not like you did it to your wife, or your sister, or your brother, or your contract, or your legal agreement, or anything like that. You've done it to your king. You've done it to your master. That's what we call the Lord our God, don't we? We're his servants and we're his master. Least in obligation, least in conference. We tell people that he's our Lord and our Savior and our master, but are we just moving? People just watching it. He is not your equal. He is your superior. And get over it and bless the Lord in it. Know that you got somebody who's able to handle your situation. Know that you got somebody who's able to handle your problem. Know that you got somebody who loves you despite how many times. Come on, say many times.
Amen.
And that's just the first part aspect of this thing. Then there is the account that we keep. The debts. We all have to reckon with the account one day. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
We all have to reckon with the account. This king will take into account the account for his service. It's like it's kind of like, you know, a good accountant has to make sure that the accounts are clear. Come on, is that right? You know, you got to make sure that this is in the place, and this is in the place, or that's in the place where it's supposed to be. Or there'll be disorder, and there is no disorder up in heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like it. God will reckon for two things here. One, he's giving you something that he's not giving anything else in his creation. Someone say praise God.
Praise God.
He's giving you something that he's not giving anything else in his creation. You see, I can't go over there and eat my wife and then go home and lay down and don't think nothing more about my wife. Mm-hmm. You have what's called what? A conscience. Makes you different than anything else he's created. Any other animal form, they can tell you a monkey all you want. Stop listening to the lie. Monkey will eat your face off and go get a banana. So nothing is true. Just happy as it was day before. You have been given an auditor from the Lord. You have been given an auditor from the Lord to clear your account, to make sure your account stays clear. So you use that to clear your account. He will help you. You bring it back to your conscience. You go fix it. You fix it as soon as possible. You don't worry about if they fix it or not.
That's
you
right.
Fix your account. It's your
account.
That's right.
Every professional Christian. Every old one. No.
Let me get it up close. Every awakened Christian. Are you awake?
Yeah.
Every awakened Christian ought to get up and leave. Every morning say, how much do I owe you, Lord? Just keep your heart in my tomb. Whisper a prayer in the morning. Lord, reveal unto me what do I need to do to clear the account, the debt that was paid, all those talents, 18,000. I don't want to tell you my number. It's not only a debt. Some have a big account then. Clear. And I'm going to preach until I die. That's cutting it by the ear. I don't care. Oh, bro, no problem. I'm going to preach. Just trying to make sure that I my account that I was trying to work on my account. I was trying to repay the debt. I was trying to show them that I understood throughout the kingdom of heaven is like monster. Listen, you can't bribe your way into heaven. Some people gonna try to bribe their way into heaven. So I went through this and I went, I said, people, did you see me at that good service event? He knows exactly. Listen, you can't bribe. You're not going to be able to pay 50 when you owe 100 on this account. You know how some people try to pay short and then okay, say, can I get to you later? Right?
Right.
Not going to happen.
Why?
Because the kingdom of heaven is likened unto this. The debt is so bad. The sin debt is so bad for the reason of sin that we can't possibly pay what is owed. There's no evading the injustice of the law. See, some people think that's because I don't know about it, that the Lord don't know about it. Really? Says over in Deuteronomy, you study 32:23. So it says, be careful because your sins will find you out. You don't need me to say nothing about your account. The Lord knows about you and your account.
That's right.
The debt was 10,000 talents. Over $1 million could not possibly be repaid. Somebody said, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
There's problems with that. Our sin nature is heinous. It's heinous before a righteous God. It's repulsive under his nostrils. It's like filthy rags in beautiful heaven. And he's trying to shed all that stuff off you. Zechariah 5:7, when you get a chance, and 8, you go home and you find out that it's a load of wickedness. That's what a talent is, of wickedness and unforgiveness to the Lord. It's a load. It was the heaviest amount of money weight factor that they had, a talent. And he said that, and it was full of lead, and it was full of wickedness is what Zechariah was acquainted to. And that wickedness is our sin debt to God that can't possibly be repaid. But I got good news for you. It can be paid. All you have to do is be obedient. Your account, you got two accounts. Two accounts. Just like you're going to have two wings, but you got two accounts. One of them is in nothing but the blood. Oh, Jesus. If you got the blood, he will in no wise cast you out. But I believe in this in my heart because the Bible says so. If you have nothing but the blood of Jesus flowing in your heart, then you'll get on to the part of forgiveness. You'll get on to the part of being obedient to his commands. When he said, put down that nest. Put down, move it out of you. Work on it. Don't act like you ain't like that. Stop acting like you. Be on the way to see me. Be on the way to see the
walking around like you look like you don't have the infection. The devil and then fool the whole world with the infection. Don't let your talent go to waste. You find out what your talents are like over in Matthew 2:25. He gave you talents. He gave you talents to use. Amen.
Amen.
Don't bury it like that one and say, Lord, I took my talent out back and buried it. Mm. He said, keep away from me, you unprofitable. Mm. Who can understand his errors? Well, I hope y'all read this down, because I'm going to be back to this intervention. Who can understand his errors? You'll find out that he doesn't make errors over in Psalms 19 and 12. You'll find out that we had so many. I probably need to show you this. Go to 42 hours real quick. And I promise you, three more minutes, I'm done. But I want to show you this one. And this is not a message that makes you scared or nervous, amen? This is a message so that you get on the right track, that you put yourself lined up to see what? See Jesus and see him with victory, see him with glory and honor. And look at what it says in 42. You know what it says? It says, say, did that say amen?
No.
Did I say Psalm 42? Did I say Isaiah? I don't know what that says. I said, I don't know what Psalm 42. I didn't realize when I was giving, God was giving this message in the introduction, it was going to take 2 or 3 messages, but I'm trying to finish it today, man. And if you just give a couple more minutes, then we can get on to the meat of this, amen. Because y'all have enough now to go home and study and pray about, you learn to pray, I found the answer, you learn to pray, ask the Lord to reveal it in you,
right.
That don't act like somebody else's problem,
right.
That say, Lord, it's for me and my heart,
right.
It's for me and my heart,
right.
You're going to serve, open Psalm 42, for the innumerable evils have come, compass me about. My iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I am not able to look up. They are more. Listen to this. Let me say that again. My iniquities have taken hold upon me. Somebody say they might have hold upon me. That I am not able to look up. See what the devil tries to get you to do? He tries to get you to look down. He tries to make you feel defeated. He tries to make you feel like you can't. He tries to make you feel like you don't even know you're looking down. Unless you understand what the Word of God says. You don't even know that you're feeling the way that you're feeling. So that I'm not able. You're not able. So that I'm not able. The iniquities in you, that he's referring to, they are more than the what?
His own money.
Therefore, what?
My heart fails me.
Listen, guys, the devil has more traps and tricks and twists on you than you could possibly even say you're done with. Unless you put Jesus right there. All the way tight. Practice this art of forgiveness that we're just starting to scratch the surface on. Amen.
Amen.
But the sin debt is so great that we're unable to pay it. Amen.
Amen.
The scriptures conclude that all of us are bankrupt.
Yes.
Say it, y'all.
Bankrupt.
We're bankrupt. Y'all know what bankrupt is. You like, you go down to the bank and you want to get some money out and there's no money, and or you owe your mortgager all this money and you can't possibly pay it. All your bills and debts get piled up on you. You can't see your way clear. And they declare you when you go to court. You're going to court. You're going to see Jesus. You're going to the glory of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like this matter to this. He said you're going to the... He says you're bankrupt. He said that we're bankrupt and we can't possibly repay it. Silver and gold cannot repay it. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And get your go ahead and read Psalm 49, 6 and 7 and 8. Read it. Study it. I got given you enough scripture for this introduction today. You ought to be chewing on it. Chewing on it because it's a serious business. Amen.
Amen.
You you understand that you're sacrificing yourself and trying to look like you all that and getting dressed up and getting your Bible straight and getting your study time? If not, God fool, God understands sacrifice is not what he wants. A broken and contrite heart. Oh Lord, I will not despise. He will not despise. So when you get a chance, spread Psalms 51.
Yes.
16, 17, 18. We cannot satisfy this debt on our own strength. Amen.
Amen.
That was for you. And I'm done. 5 o'clock, amen?
Amen.
I know it's been ran over a little bit today, but I hope y'all better. I'm just a young seminary student working in Chicago. And he couldn't find a job in the ministry. So he ended up working for the bus line. So on his route, this group of young men, gang members, started jumping on his bus without paying. And this went on and this went on and this went on. And so finally, he had had enough. And he saw a policeman up again and he pulled the bus over and told the police what was going on for the last 39 days. And the police got on the bus. They didn't pay and he put them off the bus. And he got back on the bus and started driving and went on his own route. Lo and behold, it wasn't too long before the gang members got back on the bus and beat him almost to death, severely. He had a test of his forgiveness, amen. He didn't realize it at the time. He was just there. Yes, he wouldn't press charges, which was the right thing to bring folks to justice. There was the law to handle, but the justice. He didn't take it into his own hands. But they beat him bad. Almost killed him. So there the trial, all of them were found guilty because they were guilty. Because justice was served. But then we kind of really kind of cued the test for the young man. And he looked in those gang members' eyes and he said that they didn't know Jesus at all. They did not know the Lord. He saw and had broken compassion on them. And then he really did something that was out in the courtroom. The judge had convicted him about the sentence, and he stands up and says, "Your Honor, may I speak?" And the judge says, "I haven't sentenced him." They said, "Before you sentence him, may I speak?" He says, "Certainly." He says, "I want you to know that I want to take this sentence and serve with myself." Corporal was baffled and dumbfounded. He looked at them and said, "I forgive you. And I forgive you, so I'm willing to pay your debt for." Come on, somebody. You. He looked at the judge, and the judge says, he says, "Because I forgive them, Lord, Judge, is why I want you to sentence me for their crimes." The judge says, "No." And they go to jail. Nice, wonderful gesture. It appears that it was from the heart. Justice was done. They went to jail. Guess who is going to visit them?
every chance he got when he got off work. And many of those gang members are not saved. For the forgiveness of this young man's heart. Let's give the Lord a hand. We pay the same kind of debt for us, amen?
Amen.